certainly we're excited about a win against Missouri State. I think there's some things that we can improve on, but overall, at this time of the year, if you can pick up another conference win, it's really good. I think we came through the game relatively healthy. Our next opponent is an excellent opponent. They're playing, I think, their best football right now. They've made significant improvements from last year, and going on the road, playing at their place, I imagine they'll have a big crowd at Carbondale for their homecoming game, and so we're certainly excited about playing Southern Illinois. So at this time, questions.
Health-wise, how's everyone doing? Marcus specifically,
Well, Marcus will be ready to go. He'll have a little bit of a casting on his hand, but his thigh bruise is fine.
How's Gimme? Gimme be ready to go?
Yep, Gimme will be ready to go. Yep.
Coach. Plankers back on the 2D possibly?
Yeah, I think we'll know. Right now, it looks like he'll be back.
Jeremy Gordon is as well. You expect?
Yep, he's expected to be able to go also.
Southern Illinois has defended their run pretty well this year, but it looks like they give up some passing yards. Just your thoughts on the defense?
Well, a lot of it, Bubba Swigert, they put a lot of guys up the line of scrimmage and play a lot of man-to-man defense, and so as a result, at times some people, Northern Iowa, got behind them. On a couple long plays, and that's been their philosophy for a lot of years. They're playing well right now, and like I said, they came up with a big win against Northern Iowa.
You mentioned Bubba. When they put that staff together, there were a lot of guys with head coaching experience from mm-hmm. this area. Do you know a lot of those guys?
Oh yeah, we know a lot of them through the years. They're excellent coaches and really good people.
How's Ambrose? Did the decision to pull the Rayshon Brosh, was that made this week?
Yeah, during the course of the game, last week Jeremy was not available, and so, he's always been a guy that we'd been looking at potentially playing, so it was a good opportunity to get him some game reps.
Coach, talk a little more about Corey Faulkner and the type of quarterback.
Well, I think he's a great field general. Big, strong guy, 6'4", about 230 pounds. Makes really good decisions. He's fairly mobile, takes care of the football, and he's got a good arm.
Coach, can you talk about why Ryan Smith is so good as a returner, how he always seems to find the right hole in traffic?
Well, he's really healthy right now, which is good. And I think our punt return group did a nice job of blocking, but he made a couple guys miss. And Ryan's an explosive guy and sees the field well. And once he got out in the open space, he runs away from people, and that's a good combination.
Coach, the last game down there, first down, I think, to the third quarter. what can you guess get any experience from that game for this? I know there's a lot of guys hold over from that game from 2000.
Well, we know it's going to be hard sledding. I mean, that's just typically how it is against Southern Illinois, and we had a hard day that day. I mean, we were able to figure out a way to win, and it's a hard place to win. They play well at home. I think we'll need to control the ball better and to get some sustained drives, because last year 2 years ago, we couldn't get anything going. And I think we're throwing the ball better now than what we did a couple years ago, which certainly showed up last week, and I think that's going to help us.
What have you seen about them defensively that makes it so tough to run against them?
Well, particularly how they deploy their guys. A lot of stunning up front. And their numbers show it. I mean, they put a lot of pressure on their secondary guys, and they defend the run very well. And a lot of the stunning they do is, it's disruptive. It's not anything sometimes that you can plan for all the different stunts that they have. And it's been working very well for them.
Against teams like this, how important is patience up front on the offensive line, letting things mm-hmm. sort themselves out?
Well, we're encouraged. We've got a pretty seasoned offensive line, and you're right. I think there's going to be times during the course of the game that there may be a play that normally works fairly well that because of, a movement that SIU will have will cause some problems. And, it's in our hopes that we're able to stay on the field and keep our guys, fairly poised, that sooner or later we'll find a gap or two that's going to be a breakdown inside for them.
Talked about the stunning, Coach. Do they twist as much as anybody you've seen defensively? I mean, they twist a lot.
Yeah, I would say so. And that's been their nature. Maybe last year they didn't as much as what they've been. But, this defense is something that we've seen for a lot of years. And they know it very well. And they're able to leverage their strength. They can attract a lot of guys who are real quick, may not be real big in stature, but they've got a lot of guys that can move around, and they find good secondary guys that they're able to press, and that allows all those guys up front to do so many different things.
Is it almost a tale of two seasons for them? They allowed almost 600 yards to Eastern Illinois, and then they beat the Jacks in Northern Iowa the last 2 weeks?
Well, I think Eastern Illinois is a pretty prolific offense, and they're playing well right now. Teams change during the second half of the year. Injuries come into play. I think they're pretty doggone healthy. They're playing with a great deal of confidence right now, and they've beaten a couple of really good teams. And last week's win, to win the way they did in Cedar Falls, is very impressive.
Had a tough time running the ball last week, Coach, against a strong team up front. Mm-hmm. You've seen similar things from SIU.
They'll play a nose guard, a 3-4 nose guard. That's similar. The style of 3-4 is different. And Missouri State, they locked in. They had three big guys that you weren't going to move. You just weren't going to move. And it's not to say that these guys are not going to move, but the way they pose problems is significantly different.
How would you rank the play of your secondary so far this season?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. I think we're playing fairly well.
Is all linemen wearing knee braces now?
A couple guys have chosen to wear knee braces, yes, yeah.
What's the thought process there?
I think as they look around, maybe a little bit concerned about some MCLs and things like that. And the jury's out. We've always given our offensive linemen the option to do that. Any player can do that if they want to, and I think a couple of our guys are choosing to do that. I know a lot of schools say it's mandatory. We've not taken that approach.
How far away do you think Carlton is from playing?
Oh, I think he could be ready to go. Yep.
Ready to go this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know you touched on this a little bit Saturday, but talk a little bit about the way Esley did filling in for Carlton.
Well, I thought Esley played really well. He's taken a lot of practice repetition. He hadn't played a whole lot, but it's been fun to see him out there, and getting ready to compete.
Are teams throwing at Marcus now more than they have in the past couple of years, or is that he's always guarding or defending their backs?
It's difficult to say how teams view Marcus. I know that people are throwing the ball downfield more, Mike, this year than they have in the past. Maybe some of it as our front seven, but it's not like we've gone into a game and then said we're just not going to throw it, Marcus. I mean, you can take a look at the tape. People are throwing the ball downfield.
He's playing well in your eyes? The last couple weeks there's been a couple mm-hmm. times he's gotten beat. He's got some yards.
I think, there's been times where he's played better than what he's playing right now. And, in a game like this, he's going to need to play well.
Is he hurt?
No.
Does he take chances more than other quarterbacks?
Yeah, he does. And at times he's baited people, things like that. And a lot of times it's worked out well. Sometimes it doesn't.
How does he compare to C.J. Smith? Do they kind of have the same style of play as a corner, both kind of aggressive, or C.J. a little bit more conservative than Marcus?
Oh, I think they're pretty similar. Certainly, Marcus is more experienced than CJ, and that comes into play. They're feeling their way. We're an aggressive secondary, and at times that those kind of things have, hurt us. In Saturday's game, that hurt us.
And one guy that doesn't seem to get talked about a whole lot, at least I look at it, seems to be making plays all over the field, especially is Brian Shepherd. Has he developed into maybe your most consistent tackler on the team?
I think Brian Shepherd's having an outstanding year. Everything that he does, whether it's covering punts or kickoffs or playing in the secondary, he's been, you go through and you find certain players that you go, wow, their last year, they're having a great year. I would say Brian Shepherd fits that category.
Ben LeCompte's year probably has not gone unnoticed by you, mm-hmm. but is he even playing at a better level than you ever thought he would be at this time in his career?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. He's been very consistent. Every once in a while he'll miss one, but he's turned the field over several times. several times, punted the ball inside the five. We're really pleased not only with his punting, but his kickoffs have been excellent as well.